Hey there, welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy. I am your host. I'm glad to get to spend a little time with you today talking about letting go of what doesn't serve you. And today we're talking about social media. A couple of big social media decisions that I made. So in September, I deleted my Instagram account, and I don't regret it even a little bit. So for some content marketers, Instagram is the perfect fit. They love the experience. But for me, from the beginning, Instagram felt off. For one, I didn't like that you had to post things from your phone. Most of my social media use is on a computer. And I found that terribly awkward. And, you know, there's various tools I use that let me post from my computer, but they were awkward, they were delayed, they were complicated to use. And another thing that felt off for me was not being able to include links. So my primary use of social media is sharing my content, meaning I've written a blog post or published a podcast, and then I go out and I share it on social media, inviting people to come back to my website to consume the entirety of the content. And of course, with Instagram, you can't do that until you get a huge following. And that annoyed me. So I never really liked it. However, so many people had such good things to say about it. I thought, well, I've got to hang in there. I've got to see how it goes. I got to figure this out. I got to take advice, try different things. And I did. I actually worked with an Instagram service provider, a virtual assistant, who did a really good job for me in building a list of followers. So she researched hashtags that were appropriate to my content, and went out there and did her magic, and day by day I saw my followers list grow. That was fun, you know, a vanity metric. However, I can't say I ever experienced positive results. Nothing that I could pinpoint as positive. So I would ignore Instagram for a while, and then I would, you know, hear some positive things about it and go back and try to give it some more time and attention. And during live events, people being live in the room with me, you know, we always said, here's our hashtags when you're posting, and people would share a lot of images on Instagram, and that was fun. That was fun, but still, what were the results of that? I can't ever point to any results. I can't say, oh, I met somebody new, or I saw traffic from Instagram. It was not satisfying. Ultimately, and this is where I got to in September, visiting Instagram felt like a self-betrayal. I didn't want to go there. I felt annoyed by it. As a personal user, I didn't like Instagram. As a marketer, I didn't like Instagram. So, I deleted it. I deleted my account. And when you delete your Instagram account, they give you 30 days to change your mind. I knew I wouldn't change my mind. Letting it go felt like clipping these invisible ties that set me free from feeling like I had to give it attention. And you know, it's interesting. So I was a big Twitter user way back in the day. My Twitter account was created in 2007. And I almost never go to Twitter anymore. But it doesn't feel like a drag on me. It doesn't bother me that it's out there. But the Instagram bugged me. And I think it had a lot to do with the fact that Instagram and Facebook, it's the same company. So there were some ties between my business account with Facebook. It was hard to completely ignore Instagram because I kept getting notes about it. So letting it go felt great, felt powerful. Every time I let go of something that doesn't serve me, every time I say, I'm complete here, I feel powerful. It's an act of self-agency. And it feels good. It feels so good. You know, if you love Instagram, I'm not bashing it. I got friends who adore it. It just didn't serve me. So another big social media shift for me has a much bigger impact involved me dropping all of my Facebook friends, like 1,600 Facebook friends. So I've had my Facebook account. I don't even remember what year I started using Facebook. But I accepted friends from people who I'd never met. Friends of friends. People who, if they look like they were content creators, I figured we had that in common. I accepted almost all friendship requests, unless it looked like spam or that we didn't have any mutual friends and they hadn't messaged me first. You know, I pretty much accepted friends easily. And I only deleted friends if they turned around and spammed me. And here's the thing. I've always enjoyed Facebook. I enjoyed the connection of having lots of friends on Facebook until I didn't anymore. And that's really what I noticed over this last year. I just noticed I don't enjoy this as much anymore. But my decision to drop friends is more about something I wanted to create than something I wanted to get away from. I wanted to create a personal news feed that represented strong local connections. I'm going to be a mom again. I'm going to be a foster parent. I am a foster. I'm a licensed foster parent now. I'm waiting for my kiddo. I got a call the other day. I'm going to be parenting again. When I log into my Facebook personal newsfeed, I want to see local things, local people. I want to make local friends. I want to follow local organizations. I want to my personal Facebook profile, I want it to be in strong service of me personally as a parent in my local community. I do not wish to use the personal profile connections as a business networking tool. Not anymore. I did for a long time, but not anymore. I want it for something different. So, yeah, I dropped Facebook friends. And this was a struggle. And maybe you listen to this and think, I could never do that. The first the first 500 deletions were easy because they were friends of friends and networking connections that never really became connections. Most of the time I would look and go, I don't even remember where I met this person. Then the next 500 or so deletions were like, I knew those faces. I remembered where we connected, but we're not friends. We're not legitimately friends. We don't know anything about one another's lives. It was very simple to drop those connections. The next 500 were hard. I have been in business for a really long time. These are people who I've interviewed for my podcast or who I've joint ventured with, people who I do know what's happening in their lives. And it was a struggle. But here's the thing. I decided Facebook doesn't define these friendships. As much as it wants to, as much as that's what it was built for, to manage friendship, I don't want to use it that way anymore. Dropping the Facebook connection doesn't mean I drop the friendship. And as I let go of these friendships, as I let go of these Facebook connections, that's the thing, is Facebook is so purposeful in calling and saying these are friends versus connections, acquaintances, friends. Like to say unfriend feels like this lethal personal rejection. That is not what it was for me. I no longer wish for Facebook to define my friendships. So I just let them go. And as I got closer and closer to my intimate circle, people who I have met in person, who I have hugged, who I have snuggled with on a couch at the beach, like people I truly care about. As I dropped those Facebook connections, I sent them messages that said, I'm no longer using Facebook to track my friendships. Here's my phone number. Let's stay in touch. And it was great when people said, here's my number too. Is that something I want to do with 1,600 people? No. Is that something I wanted to do with about 100 people? Yes. Facebook doesn't define my intimate relationships anymore. So Facebook tells me I've got 44 friends. So these are local people. These are family members. These are friends who are like family. Very few. like it's down to fewer than 50 people. And wow, my newsfeed is different. I'm trying to craft it into what I want it to be with every like and unlike, with every follow or unfollow. I'm creating something. My experience of Facebook today is extremely local, and that is what I wanted. I know about what's happening in my town, in my community. I really like that. Someone asked me, do I miss all the people I used to be friends with on Facebook? And that's a really interesting question that would suggest Facebook showed me their posts when we were connected there, which of course was not at all reliable. Because even though Facebook is supposedly tracking my preferences, it never showed me my preferential people. It would show me some person, friend of a friend who I'd never met or interacted with, anything, would show me their post complaining about some restaurant. And then it would not show me a close personal acquaintance having a baby. Like, Facebook makes no sense to me. Facebook would show me important things 3 days later. You know, I'm not anti-Facebook. I'm not. It just wasn't working to manage friendships for me. Maybe it does for you. Maybe you love your Facebook newsfeed. Maybe you feel that the Facebook algorithm is spot on for you. And that's great if it is. Like, keep doing it if it works for you. I wanted to create something different. So what I found about my friendships is that when I said, nope, Facebook is not my Rolodex. Facebook is not my birthday list. Facebook is not how I count connection. What I found is a return to me being personally responsible for my connections. If I'm going to know what's up in someone's life, I'm going to have to reach out personally and ask, hey, how you doing? If I want others to know what's happening for me, I have to reach out personally to tell them. When in September, when I got the cancer diagnosis, I was really aware that a couple of months ago, I might have posted it on Facebook. But instead, I personally called close friends and said, I've got this diagnosis and I would appreciate your support. And I just wanted you to know what's happening with me. I'm personally tending these valuable connections. So old-fashioned, so beautiful, feels so good. Facebook is not running my friendships. I am. So to wrap this up, if you love Instagram, use Instagram. If you love Facebook, use Facebook. I still use Facebook. I have Facebook pages. I post content to it. I link to my content. I engage in Facebook groups. I connect with nieces and nephews and comment on my nephew's posts and engage in local community stuff. I'm still using it. I just use it differently. I've reshaped my use of it. Social channels are going to come and go. I remember when Rise.com was a favorite place to meet and connect with people. And God, that website's been dead forever. Think of all the different social channels that have risen up and gotten lots of attention and then faded away. You know, the social channel of Clubhouse came up this past holiday season. And I joined it as a marketer. I stayed as an individual. I don't use it for my business. I use it for personal connection and really love it. Social channels are coming and going. The social websites, their algorithms are shifting and influencing our attention. Change is going to happen. Your experience of these social media sites today will not be the same experience you're having a year from now or 5 years from now. So don't hesitate to be the agent of change in your social media life. If you, like me, notice you don't enjoy a particular channel, it's not working for you, you can let it go. If you're not happy with the impact that the time and energy brings back to you, make choices based on what serves you. Know your data, know your analytics, know what's working. Look for measurable results. And trust your heart, trust your gut. If you love it, you love it. I didn't love Instagram anymore. Giving time to Instagram felt like a betrayal of myself, and it felt so good to just be done. Reshaping Facebook also feels really good, really purposeful. I'm the agent of change here. I'm not helpless, floating around on these social algorithms. I'm making my own choices, and that feels powerful. Thanks for spending this time with me. If you did something to radically change your experience of social media, maybe you quit something or tweaked something, I'd love to hear from you in the comments. Come on back to lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Look for episode number 85. I'm going to go love people and make money. How about you do the same? See you in the next episode.